Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be tracking the NHL awards and making some predictions on those NHL awards. In this podcast, I talk about the NHL awards candidates for this season and make my predictions for who will take home the awards. Here are the team awards available. The President's Trophy is awarded to the club that finishes the regular season with the best overall record. It is based on points. The last winner was the Boston Bruins. The Prince of Wales Trophy is awarded to the Eastern Conference champion. It was previously awarded to the NHL playoff champion from 1925 to 1927, the American Division champion from 1928 to 1938, the regular season champion from 1939 to 1967, the East Division champion from 1968 to 1974, the Wales Conference Championship from 1975 to 1993. The trophy is named after Edward, Prince of Wales, who donated the trophy to the league in 1924. The last winner of the trophy was the Florida Panthers. The Clarence Campbell Bowl is awarded to the Western Conference champion. It is awarded to the Western Conference champion. It was previously awarded as the West Division. It was previously awarded as the West Division title from 1968 to 1974, and the Campbell Conference Championship from 1975 to 1993. It was named after Clarence Campbell, the third NHL president. The Stanley Cup is awarded to the NHL playoff champion. It was previously named the Challenge Cup from 1893 to 1914, and then the Interleague Championship Trophy from 1915 to 1926. The Stanley Cup is named after Lord Stanley of Preston, the 6th Governor General of Canada, who donated the original cup. The last winner of the Stanley Cup was the Vegas Golden Knights. The individual awards up for grabs are the Hart Trophy, which is awarded to the player judged most valuable to his team. The last winner was Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers. The Maurice Richard Trophy is awarded to the top goal scorer in the regular season. The last winner of this trophy was Connor McDavid. The Art Ross Trophy is awarded to the player who leads the league in total points at the end of the regular season. The last winner of this trophy was Connor McDavid. The Norris Trophy is awarded to the defenseman who demonstrates throughout the season the greatest all-around ability in the position. The last winner of this trophy was Erik Karlsson. The Ted Lindsay Trophy is awarded to the NHL's outstanding player as selected by the members of the NHLPA. This trophy was called the Lester B. Pearson Award from 1971 to 2009. The last winner of this trophy was Connor McDavid. The Selke Trophy. This trophy is awarded to the forward who excels in the defensive aspect of the game. The last winner of this trophy was Patrice Bergeron. The Calder Trophy is awarded to the league's most outstanding rookie. The last winner of this trophy was Matty Beniers. The Conn Smythe Trophy is awarded to the most valuable player for his team in the playoffs. The last winner of this trophy was Jonathan Marchessault. The Bill Masterton Trophy is awarded to the player who best exemplifies the quality of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. The last winner of this trophy was Chris Letang. The Vezina Trophy is awarded to the league's top goalie. The last winner of this trophy was Linus Ullmark of the Boston Bruins. The William M. Jennings is awarded to the goaltenders having played a minimum of 25 games for their team with the fewest goals scored against in the regular season. The last winners of this trophy were Linus Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman of the Boston Bruins. The Jack Adams Trophy is awarded to the NHL coach, adjudged to have contributed the most to his team's success. The last winner of this trophy was Jim Montgomery of the Boston Bruins. The Jim Gregory GM of the Year Award is awarded to the top NHL general manager. The last winner of this trophy was Jim Neal of the Dallas Stars. The Mark Messier Leadership Award is awarded by former player Mark Messier himself to the player who best exemplifies great leadership qualities to his team both on and off the ice during the regular season. The last winner of this trophy was Steven Stamkos. The King Clancy Memorial Trophy is awarded to the player who best exemplifies leadership qualities both on and off the ice. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. For the awards tracker, I will only be tracking the major individual trophies and awards from the regular season. This means I will not be tracking awards such as the King Clancy, Bill Masterton, and Mark Messier Leadership Awards. I will also not be tracking the team awards either. For the Hart Trophy, in first I have Nathan MacKinnon, followed by Connor McDavid in second, then Austin Matthews in third, and Nikita Kucherov in fourth. Nathan MacKinnon has an edge over the rest of the candidates in the MVP race because not only is he one of the league's top point getters, his Colorado Avalanche are in a position where they can make a run for the President's Trophy. While McDavid and Kucherov both have over 100 points apiece, their teams are not nearly as high in the standings as MacKinnon's Avalanche are. Same with Matthews Maple Leafs, so I have Nathan MacKinnon as the clear frontrunner for the league MVP. For the Maurice Rocket Richard Trophy, in first place is Austin Matthews. Tied for second place is Sam Reinhart and Zach Hyman. In third place is David Pastrnak. Then in fourth place is Nathan MacKinnon. With the goal scoring rate Austin Matthews is on right now, he should win yet another Rocket Richard Trophy. For the Art Ross Trophy, in first place is Nikita Kucherov, followed by Nathan MacKinnon with 117, then Connor McDavid. This is really a three-horse race for the Art Ross. With all three players capable of putting up points in bunches, this will go down to the final game of the season. For the Norris Trophy, in first I have Quinn Hughes, second Cale Makar, third Roman Josi, fourth Adam Fox, and fifth Victor Hedman. All five defensemen are having spectacular seasons this year, but for me, I think Quinn Hughes has a slight edge over Cale Makar because he does not have Nathan MacKinnon to play with, who is an MVP frontrunner right now. Moreover, Quinn Hughes is a major reason why the Vancouver Canucks are in first in the Pacific. For the Ted Lindsay Trophy, there are really only two candidates up for this award this season, Nathan MacKinnon and Connor McDavid. And because McDavid has already won the Ted Lindsay Award several times, it could be finally McKinnon's chance to win one, as there might be a McDavid fatigue. For the Selke Trophy, in first I got Alexander Barkov, second I got Anze Kopitar, third I got Jordan Staal, and fourth I got Sam Reinhart. With Patrice Bergeron gone, this trophy is very much up for grabs, and for the first time in a long time, nobody knows who will win this award, but at the current moment, Florida's Alexander Barkov has the edge over the field. For the Lady Bing Trophy, in first I got Jacob Slavin, in second I got Austin Matthews, and in third I got Alex Iafallo. Even though Austin Matthews has less penalty minutes than Jacob Slavin, the fact that Jacob Slavin has only 6 minutes the entire season while playing defense against the top forwards that NHL has to offer is really impressive. For the Calder Trophy, in first I got Connor Bedard, in second I got Brock Faber, and third I got Luke Hughes. Connor Bedard is the clear favorite to win the Calder this season. Although Faber and Hughes have played well, Bedard has been all-world when in the lineup for the Chicago Blackhawks, scoring 21 goals and 54 points in 56 games, playing with subpar talent. For the Vezina Trophy, in first I got Connor Hellebuyck, in second I got Sergei Bobrovsky, and third I got Thatcher Demko. These are the three goalies I consider legit candidates for this trophy this year. All goalies mentioned have played a major reason why their teams have been doing well this year. Hellebuyck for the Jets, Bobrovsky for the Panthers, and Demko for the Canucks. However, for me, I feel like Hellebuyck has a little bit of an edge, because if you take Hellebuyck off the Winnipeg Jets, I don't think they will be nearly as great. For the William M. Jennings Trophy, in first is the Hellebuyck-Brossoit tandem of Winnipeg, who has yielded only 163 goals against. In second is the Bobrovsky-Stolarz tandem of Florida, who has yielded only 167 goals against. And in third is the Cam Talbot-David Rittich tandem of LA, who has yielded only 175 goals against. The race for the Jennings is ultimately going to come down between the Florida tandem and the Winnipeg tandem. But ultimately, I think Winnipeg has the edge, with Laurent Brossoit being on fire as of late. For the Jack Adams Award, in first I got Rick Tocchet of Vancouver, second I got Rick Bonus of Winnipeg, third I got John Tortorella of Philly, and fourth I got Peter Laviolette of the New York Rangers, and fifth I got Paul Maurice of Florida, and my dark horse right now is Andrew Brunette of the Nashville Predators. It looked like Rick Tocchet was going to run away with the Jack Adams Award earlier this season, but Rick Bonus of the Winnipeg Jets and John Tortorella of the Philadelphia Flyers have overachieved with the teams they have been given. Laviolette and Maurice also deserve nomination as well due to their team success this year. But a coach who has not been talked about at all is Andrew Brunette, whose red-hot Nashville team has many talking about him as a Jack Adams candidate as well. For the Jim Gregory Award, I got Jim Neal of Dallas, Chris McFarland of Colorado, and Kelly McCrimmon of Vegas. All three GMs did a fantastic job of making moves either at the deadline or in the offseason to put together a contending team. But after the moves Vegas and Colorado made at the deadline, it will ultimately be between McFarland of Colorado and McCrimmon of Vegas. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywhistalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywhist777. Here are my predictions for the awards. For the Hart Trophy, I got Nathan MacKinnon taking home the award. For the Maurice Rocker-Richard Trophy, I got Austin Matthews winning it. For the Art Ross Trophy, I have Nathan MacKinnon winning that. For the Norris Trophy, I have Quinn Hughes winning. For the Ted Lindsay Award, I got Nathan MacKinnon taking home the award. For the Selke Trophy, I got Alexander Barkov edging out Anze Kopitar. For the Lady Bing Trophy, I got Jacob Slavin winning the award. For the Calder Trophy, I got Connor Bedard being the clear favorite and taking home the award. For the Vezina Trophy, I got Connor Hellebuck winning the Vezina again. For the William M. Jennings Trophy, I got Connor Hellebuck and Laurent Brossois of Winnipeg winning the award. For the Jack Adams Award, I have Rick Tocchet of Vancouver winning the award. For the Jim Gregory GM of the Year Award, I have Chris McFarland of Colorado winning that award. There are still a few weeks left of the season, so for awards such as the Art Ross, Maurice Richard, Hart, and even Ted Lindsay, a lot could change from now and the end of the season. So we'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWhizTravels. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about how the NHL trade deadline acquisitions have panned out so far.